Lucas, thanks for joining us.
Fred, nice to be here.
All right, let's start off with an industry that's extremely important to the Las Cruces area, one that in the early 2000s had a major boom, and this affected our entire economy with more employment, more people moving here. But then with the Great Recession, there was a great stall in home construction and home sales. But now you have a story in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News in the business section about the fact that the home market is back.
Oh, it's back in a big way. So you look at the numbers, and it's showing a 25% increase in the number of homes sold January through April of 2018 as opposed to January through April of 2017. So that's rising quite a bit by 25%. If you look at just April, it's up 31%. So you see it starting to increase month after month. And, you know, this is a seller's market right now. If you have a home, you know, that now's the time to sell is what the word on the street is.
Very good information for people. You know, I live in the Sonoma Ranch area, and in where I live, there are still a lot of empty lots, but those lots are beginning to fill up. We're also seeing more homes being built. So this is certainly good news for our overall economy, and we'll be probably seeing slowly an increase in population again as well, with more people, particularly retirees, moving to the area. All right, the convention center is also in the news. This was in your business section Sunday, the convention center expansion. People may pass by the convention center and see a building going up. That's actually a hotel, but soon we'll see another construction project, an expansion of the center itself.
Yeah, so the center right now is 55,000 square feet. And there's a $5 million project to add about 17,000 square feet of meeting space. So with that expansion, along with the hotel that's right next to the convention center, officials are hoping that it means that more conventions are going to be coming and that that there's going to be bigger conventions that are going to be coming to the area. There's still a few challenges in our community, an airport being one, but I think that this is a decent first step into attracting the type of conventions that Las Cruces wants.
Hopefully that will happen, and of course we'd be remiss not to mention the fact that there's also opportunity as well for students at New Mexico State University who can learn through the kind of work that goes on connected to conventions. In fact, the hotel, the much discussion was made when that project was approved, that students from the university will be working at the hotel, so getting real life experience while they're getting their education.
Certainly. That's just a win-win for the community and NMSU.
All right. We move on to another story involving education and involving young people. Over the weekend, many people may have seen something going on at the farmers market. It was a children's business fair, and you have a story about this.
Yeah, how neat is that, that they have a business fair just for children? They had another one in April that I was a judge at, and I was just amazed at the creativity and the salesmanship that these children have. You know, when I was 11, 12 years old, I was shy. I didn't want to talk to anyone. You know, that's how I was. But you go to these fairs, and these children are saying, and hey, I've made this product, and I want to sell it, and this is why you should buy it. And you know, they're so charming. They're so their entrepreneurial spirit is already so evolved. And I think it's great to have these business fairs to harness those future entrepreneurs in our society.
That's a great program. I assume, is that something that's going to continue? Is it going to be an ongoing thing?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different groups that are putting these on. The one that I was a judge for in April was Cruces Kids Can. The one that happened this past weekend was put on by Acton Academy.
All right, fantastic. Lucas Pearman of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can catch the business section in the Sunday edition of the paper every week. And of course, all of these stories are available on the Las Cruces Sun News website. And we appreciate getting the scoop every week. Thanks so much, Lucas.
Thanks, Fred.